The Palaszczuk government is under pressure from the environmental lobby to deliver an election promise to restore stronger land clearing laws. Queensland has the nation's highest tree clearing rates, and in recent years there's been a big spike in this. Conservationists are warning that mass land clearing in Queensland will thwart Australia's ability to meet an international commitment to reverse the national decline in native vegetation by 2020. Cathy Van Extel has more.
After years of decline, Queensland's land clearing rate is back on the rise, and leaked data shows that in the last financial year alone, 275,000 hectares of land was cleared, nearly triple that of 2010. The Wilderness Society attributes the rise to the previous Liberal National Party government's changes to the Vegetation Management Act. Queensland campaign manager Tim Selig expects this year's clearing rate will be even higher.
The trend is very alarming. It's a very sharp rise in clearing. Up to 275,000 hectares were cleared last financial year, we understand, and we're not clear exactly what the number will be for this year, but on the current trends and on what we know of already cleared areas, this will be even higher.
Of the clearing that we do know has occurred since the LNP made those changes, what are the areas of most concern?
The largest single area of concern we have is around so-called high-value agriculture clearing. We opposed this strenuously at the time. We said it wasn't defined. It was just a backdoor method to allow clearing for cattle. We know of 5 permits that have been granted, that they total 113,000 hectares. We know that thousands of hectares have already been cleared, mostly in the Gulf Country and on Cape York. And right now we know of clearing on a property in the Southern Cape at Olive Vale that is threatening World Heritage quality landscapes.
Last week, the ABC revealed a permit to clear 32,000 hectares on Olive Vale Station on Cape York was granted by the LNP just days before the election in January, when the government was in caretaker mode. Tim Selig says it's an environmentally significant area.
These are habitats for threatened species. We've got a number of threatened bird species, the golden-shouldered parrot, the Gouldian finch, we've got the northern quoll. So these are really important habitats for many of our threatened species. Olive Vale is in the headwaters of the Kennedy and the Normanby rivers. These are important rivers that flow through Nakefield National Park, which is an iconic place on the Cape. They drain into the Great Barrier Reef Lagoon, so we should all be taking this very seriously. And the federal government needs to step in, because this is an area that affects threatened species. These are matters of national environmental significance, and we need Federal Minister Greg Hunt to act swiftly too.
The Wilderness Society wants the federal government to impose a moratorium on clearing at Olive Vale. Environment Minister Greg Hunt has ordered an urgent review, saying the permit was issued without his knowledge. Queensland's accelerating land clearing rates have alarmed some of the state's leading environmental academics. 2 years ago, a group of 26 senior scientists expressed serious concern about the LNP's changes to vegetation protection laws. One of them was University of Queensland's Martine Marron, an Associate Professor of Environmental Management. She says Queensland will stop Australia meeting an international commitment to stem biodiversity loss.
Australia's committed to reversing the declines of native vegetation by 2020. And we simply can't see how that's likely to be able to happen when Queensland is clearing vegetation at this rate. And there are hundreds of species that are threatened by land clearing. So if those are things that we are committed to redressing, then land clearing has to be somewhere we look, especially if we're seeing really large increases in the rate of land clearing.
The Palaszczuk government has ordered an investigation into the Olive Vale approval process, the Premier condemning it last week in Parliament.
I understand that some 31,800 hectares of land in Cape York was given approval for clearing. This is absolutely disgraceful, Mr. Speaker.
Labor is now under pressure to stop the bulldozing. The Wilderness Society is calling on the minority government to meet its election promise to restore the previous Labor government's land clearing laws.
The entire permit process, frankly, is mired in total secrecy. We only know of what permits are granted by people on the ground telling us. So the state needs to look into the specifics of Olive Vale, but frankly, it also needs to honour its commitment that was expressed during the election to strengthen Queensland's land clearing laws again. And it needs to move quickly, otherwise we will see vast areas cleared before they've seemingly acted.
Land clearing is a politically fraught issue for Labor. Having come into power on the back of the Green vote, it's facing tough opposition from Queensland's powerful farm lobby. In March, the government reassured landholders it's business as usual and there'll be no rush to change the current Vegetation Management Act. Tim Selig is calling on Premier Palaszczuk to show leadership.
There's been a couple of comments from Minister Lynham, Minister responsible for Natural Resources, and the Agriculture Minister, Minister Byrne, that suggest perhaps they have a slightly different view of what Labor should be doing. But frankly, this was a commitment from the government, from the Deputy Premier. We know the Premier herself is also concerned, so we're looking for leadership.
The Wilderness Society is worried the government is giving landholders time to panic clear. Martine Marin shares that fear.
We've certainly seen in the past when increased protections for native vegetation have been foreshadowed but not immediately implemented that there has been a spike in land clearing. So it's certainly a risk that's being run, and until we see the data we just don't know how damaging or the extent of the panic clearing that might be occurring.
The Queensland Government has promised to consult widely. Martine Marin is calling for the public release of land clearing data so there's an informed debate.
So I think the first step would be to release the data on land clearing from the statewide land cover and tree survey so that we know exactly what's going on. What is being cleared? You know, are we looking at a spike that's caused by legal clearing or illegal clearing? And are they particularly threatened ecosystems that are being lost? Is it remnant or regrowth? Until we understand exactly what's going on, it's fair to say that we don't know the most effective way of addressing it. But the data are there, so hopefully the government's able to look at that fairly quickly before we risk land clearing really spiking and a lot of irreversible damage being done.
Martine Marin, environmental scientist from the University of Queensland, ending that report by Cathy Van Extel.